You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinderblock sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinderblocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Once again, back in studio here in our studio, Montreal. We got a full house today, Steve. I thought we had four of a kind, but today it's definitely. We've got a special guest, one of our correspondents, Ella Sobel, in studio, talking about her visit to the Eastman Spa. We've got also one of our special guests, Scott Fontaine, and David Eady, who is going to come along a little later on in the show. David, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show.
Thanks for having me.
No problem, Ella. So, Steve, how's it going in Studio West Beaconsfield today?
I am here, and looking forward to hearing about Ella's experience in the spa. You know how we love spas.
Oh, we absolutely do, and this trip was quite memorable because Willem wasn't there to throw me out of a hammock, and I actually got to relax.
Well, you know how it's too tempting. You know, you see her relaxing too much. You just got to do something about that. Uh-huh. Now, Ella, you also mentioned a particular kind of massage that you did not take.
That's right. The Eastman Spa has some very original treatments. One in particular that I think you guys will be interested in. It's called the Eastman Quartet, which basically is two people massaging you at the same time. So you have four hands roaming around your body all at once.
And Ella took our advice and did not take the four-hand massage.
Yes, because we know exactly what sometimes that might entail.
Now. Be nice, guys. I did have a stone massage, and that was absolutely amazing. Basically, the treatment is an old Indian technique, and they're heating up hot stones. They're polished to a fine finish. And
sounds exactly like Steven.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
those stones are rock hard, but, of course, when they heat them up, how do they feel on the body? Because I've had them in Arizona, and depends exactly, how did you feel the sensation on your body?
I felt it was wonderful. It was just great. I mean, it's so soothing and relaxing. I think I actually fell asleep for a moment there.
And then you woke up and it was all over. That was the fastest hour you ever spent.
Yeah, there you go.
I hear that all the time.
No. It was actually really quite something. And when they told me they were going to actually put stones between my toes, I was a little curious about
that.
But you
usually like that.
Stones between my toes? No, that's called sand between my toes, Willem. Wrong kind of rock.
Okay.
But the treatment was great. Let me just tell you, the Spa Eastman is located in the town of Eastman in the Eastern Townships, which is about an hour and a half away from Montreal. It's about 7-hour drive from New York, 5 hours from Boston, about 2.5 from Quebec City. It's located on about 300 acres of beautiful property that overlooks Mount Orford. My room in particular, I could just go out to the balcony in the morning and have a coffee and look at the mountain and just relax, read my book, and enjoy the tranquility.
Orford is one of those really beautiful places, too. The whole Eastern Townships area. In fact, there's an area near there where there's Mont Orford right near to Mont Shefford. But you showed me a particular picture of the area, nice lake, and there was a pier that you sat out on to read a book.
There's a pier that you can walk down, and they have Adirondack chairs there, and it's really peaceful. It's a man-made lake in the middle. Now, there's also trails all around the property. I chose to go to this particular spot just to sit there and read, and it was just amazing. I continued my exploring, walked down some of the trails. I took a nice walk at one point through. There's about 3 or 4 trails there. There's also guided walks in the evening.
How long are these trails again?
Well, they go between, there's different levels. There's different, you've got your easy trails, your moderate, and your more difficult, several kilometers.
Yeah, so you'd be gone, what, a half an hour or an hour?
It depends how fast you walk. It depends if you take breaks. It depends if you're, depends what, you do what you want. I mean, that's the whole beauty of this place. You get to relax.
Benches along the way, that kind of thing?
There's rocks.
Well, yeah. Nothing like sitting on a rock.
No, but it's really country. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, no,
it's very...
We know, because Steve and I, we like to take the nature walks and stuff. When we went down to Cape Cod, we did the same thing. They had that, and they had these what were these? Sort of a plastic fiber almost, that the way they made the boardwalk along the way, Steve?
Oh, yes. It was almost like a pressed fiberboard plastic composite that they had replaced the former wood walkways with, because they don't require as much maintenance and they last much longer. Yeah. And very easy on the feet, very easy to walk on.
Yeah, interesting ideas. Anyway, but this one you have pure nature tours then.
That's right. And they also do every morning from 7:45 till 8:30, you can go on a fitness walk, which is just after breakfast hour. and those are guided walks. And as well, there's an evening walk from 7:30 till 9:15 p.m. every night, and you're going through the trails and around the property, and it's just beautiful. Basically, there's 44 rooms at the Eastman Spa. There's 27 treatment rooms as well, so you can well imagine that.
So not a long wait, at least to.
You schedule your appointments
and you get your appointment
exactly. All right. And there's it's peaceful. You have a waiting room that's just extraordinarily sure. pleasant. They have tea and spring water. You can sit back and relax until your therapist comes out to greet you and bring you into whichever room your treatment is scheduled for.
Is there like
for.
A locker room and you get changed, you get your robe on and so on?
Or? Oh, no, you can walk around your robe all day long.
Oh?
I mean, people are going for their meals in the dining room wearing your robes, and I kind of like that because I found it somewhat decadent to actually go and have a fine meal wearing a bathrobe.
Oh, yeah?
It was great. And I mean,
that would have been neat to see some of these robes slipping off, Steve.
Yes.
I think everyone had their...
It all by itself.
All the belts were securely fastened.
Would it remind...
Until somebody actually came up from behind and discreetly loosened them.
That would be called a flasher.
Like me.
No, Willem, you just wouldn't wear the robe.
No, I'd be in charge of removing them, but of course that would remind us a little bit too much like Pierre Duquette's place for ribs.
Oh, dear. Anyway, going back to the spa, it is listed... it's listed in the 100 best spas of the world, and I've got to agree with that. For the spas that I have visited, this place is really, really impressive, very classy. There's about 150 employees altogether. The staff is incredible. You're always made to feel welcome. They take care of all little details. One example was I thought I lost my ankle bracelet, and I noticed this while I was in a treatment room. Before I had a chance to even do anything, my therapist has gone out to the reception to notify them.
Oh, I thought it was your parole officer, that type of ankle bracelet. Okay.
No, then there'd have to be a ball attached with that, Stephen. And that would be more for the men, wouldn't it?
Yes,
the ball and chain.
There we go.
In stereo where available.
So anyway, someone actually found the ankle bracelet in the bed. They left me a note in my room with the ankle bracelet. We found this in the bed. I thought that was really nice because a lot of places people will just pick things up that they think are lost. And this place, they're just wonderful people.
Laptop computers.
Yeah. Lose that in your bed.
Yeah.
That would be pretty sad.
Yeah, it would. What are you doing with
going back to the beds are awesome. I had a beautiful king size bed that just, I laid down on it when I got there, and next thing I knew, I was waking up about half an hour later from an unintended nap.
Comfy, huh?
Oh, completely comfortable. Mm. And you can just luxuriate in the bed, and it's wonderful. I also did have a very nice jacuzzi in my room, and I took advantage
in
of that.
In-room jacuzzi?
Yes.
What was that like?
It was like a jacuzzi.
Was it a big tub? Was it just a bathtub with jets? What was it?
It was a bathtub with jets, ooh, but just awesome. I mean, it was great. It was,
It seems to me that you enjoyed your experience down at the Eastman Spa.
It was absolutely amazing.
So you took the hot stone massage. Did you take any other treatments when you were there?
I did. I had a salt body polish.
A salt body polish?
Yeah. No pepper or carrots, Willem.
No, that's a throwback to our trip to the Catskills.
Exactly.
Do they use like a Black & Decker machine on you? Or
did they buff you down?
No, then I'd be called Buffy.
I see.
Now that's the girl who does that, Buffy.
That's it. No, actually what they do is they envelope you with salt. First of all, they rub all the, for lack of a better word, crap off your body. All the exfoliate you.
Yes.
And they put you in this, they put salt on you, and then they wrap you up and they heat you up. And
now, are you totally encased in salt? I mean, how much salt are we talking here?
Well, from your neck to your toes.
How but thick?
Salt is used for meat preservation, right?
No comment.
Oh,
what color was it? Was it white salt or was it? Were you saying is this really salt?
It's salt. It's like sea
rock salt,
salt, thick salt.
Okay.
And did they have a clock in the room, so you take the battery out and you'd have a salt and battery?
I knew
more
this
than
was,
one battery has been taken out of our clock.
I knew this was going to be.
We're going to be taking a break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite while we think of more silly puns to crack in front of Ella. Stay tuned, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite once again in studio with a full house and a few jokers at that, right? Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio west of Beaconsfield. We've got Ella Sobel in studio talking about her recent trip to the spa in Eastman, how she just got buffed and polished with...
body salt treatment.
And feminized as well.
No, that
she's,
never mind.
She's going to tell us about the Blue Poly Special.
Actually, they never mind.
Come on.
I thought you were glowing a little bit.
Yes, and I was there several weeks ago. And it's
look what
still
happened with the rock salt and alkali.
Oh, be quiet. Anyway, the body polish was wonderful, and after that you have a choice of going for a shower or a hydrotherapy bath. Remember the bath you had in
Yes, that was a very interesting bath. Now, what kind of uniforms did they wear at the Spa at Eastman? Because the ones in the Catskills, this is Catskill Corners, they all looked like they were out of Dr. No, you know, these spas. No,
they were all dressed in white. It was very proper. And what I like is the discretion of this, because you're getting off this table, you're full of salt, you've basically got small towels covering your private parts, and the woman will hold up a towel so you can walk over to either the bath or the shower, and then you're in there. Mm-hmm. And I took the bath, and you have a really nice soak, and it's just totally relaxing, and then you come out and you dry off and your body just feels great and your skin feels wonderful.
I actually volunteered for that job, holding up the towels for all these women in the spa.
Well, you would have looked.
Of course I do.
Discretion is not one of your fortes.
Why do you think I bought a little cell phone with a camera on it?
Mm-hmm. And has been going to the library more often and to the gymnasium locker room, yeah.
And he doesn't have to carry the mirrors in his pockets anymore.
Exactly.
Also, I'd like to mention that Spa Eastman does have a facility in Montreal as well, Spa Eastman Montreal.
Although there are plenty of massages offered in the back of the mirror. So there, see, Steve, everything's connected on Travel World.
Yeah.
And you can go to the spa in Montreal and have a variety of these treatments as well. Just to give you an idea of certain of the treatments that they have a number of different types of massages. They have, you know, what like I was mentioning, they have the quartet, they have the stone massage, they have Reikian massage. You can have an outdoor massage, you can have a massage on your terrace, which sounds like really
Reiki, that's
nice.
The balancing the chakras?
Yeah, but okay. I didn't mention that right okay, on yeah. this. They have something called Watsu, which is a massage in a hot pool, which sounds really interesting.
Kind of like the hydrotherapy up in Repentigny?
Oh, yeah, it's like the aquabath therapeutique. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. So uh-huh.
They have a rain massage, which I mean, obviously you're getting a massage under the rain. There's a variety
of
different...
That means when it rains, they stick you outside of your room? Here, it's a massage. It's a treatment. Honest, it is.
And the treatments go between 15 minutes and about 2 hours, depending on what your choice is. There's also aesthetics. You can get I had a facial there, which was really great. I loved it. And that includes a little bit of a massage as well.
Uh-huh.
I had a pedicure, and when you're sitting there in the chairs, you're...
Gee, Steve, reflexology, hydrotherapeutic, au quatre mains, they brought out all our favorites.
Yes, sounds like they bought out all of the various suppliers.
Yes.
So anyway, like I was trying to say...
A true SP experience.
Yes.
I had a pedicure, and I was sitting in this chair, and they had all these windows out there, so you could look outside, and you were still seeing this beautiful scenery of Mount Orford and nature in general. It was quite a treat. There's also other different things. I mean, you can get wax, you can have hand care, you can have makeup treatment. There's also people on hand, professionals. You can see a naturopath, a psychotherapist, a fitness evaluator. So there's so many things you can do. There's activities offered all day long. Around lunchtime, there's always some kind of activity happening in the pool, different types of aerobics or gym. In the mornings, you'll have a variety of exercise classes, Pilates, workout, Tai Chi. And in the late afternoon, you'll have more of a relaxation type of activity. You might have yoga or relaxation on a Swiss ball. So there's always something going on. You can either keep yourself busy all day or you can relax. It's entirely up to you. The packages they offer as well, you can either take your room, which comes with your meals in the hotel, or you can take a specific package with treatments included. If you take the room, what they call a la carte, you can then choose your own treatments and book them and have whatever you'd like during
your
stay.
How many rooms in this particular place?
There's 44.
And now, you went there, you stay in your room, you can pick it beforehand, right? Now, the
you
meals...
Pick what beforehand?
You can pick all your treatments beforehand.
Well, once you get there, okay. You'll go down and you'll coordinate, because they are very busy, and it's a good thing to try and book your treatments prior to, you know, really settling in to make sure that you'll get the treatments that you want.
What's the food like? What are the different restaurants available?
There is one dining room. They serve breakfast, lunch, and supper. It's actually very...
You never have to leave.
Exactly, and I didn't. I parked my car, and I didn't get back into it till I left. And you know me, Willem. I'm a little travel bunny, and I'm always here and there.
That's actually a shock. That's the kind of vacation that I like to have.
I had no interest to go anywhere because it was just so wonderful.
All right, who are you? What did you do with the real Ella?
I'm serious. I had no desire to leave the property at all.
That sounds exactly like what I say.
At all.
Want to stay put? Don't now, make me go 110 places.
We started talking about the food. Basically, there's like a type of buffet. You'll have a buffet area, and your main course of the meal will be served to you. There's generally a choice of three items. Breakfast, I mean, I got stuck on the crepes, so I had crepes.
Uh-huh.
And you'll have a buffet table with juices and cheeses. It's all very healthy food.
Do they wrap you in the crepes?
No, that's the body. That's the body polish after with the salt.
Okay, yes.
And you'll have different meals. I mean, you'll have vegetarian, you'll have fish, and you'll have some kind of meat. I had rabbit on my first night, which was really delightful.
Do they have beef?
No.
No beef? What kind of a place doesn't have beef?
Willem?
Yes?
Your taste buds need to grow.
Oh, yes, my. More beef. I'm a carnivore. Meat eating.
Well, you could have eaten bunny. You could have eaten chicken.
Chicken, that'll
well,
be
I don't mind eating good. Bunnies, but... Yeah.
No, not that type.
Oh, okay. Well, gee, I thought that was an offer.
No.
On or offer, I can't make up my mind.
And the food is really good there. Now, they also serve organic wine, and as everyone here knows, I am a wine lover as well as a spa lover.
You want to go to Florida.
Yeah, right. And Louis Pasteur had actually said that wine is the healthiest and most hygienic of beverages.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah, but in those days, they didn't have any kind of hygienic beverages.
No.
Yeah, but there is true.
What's in your coffee, Bob?
Wine.
We're talking about organic wines as well.
They all taste the same to me.
You don't even drink.
That's right.
So, Spa Eastman really does have a variety of something for everyone. I would highly recommend it. It's close to get to from different places in Quebec. You can even get there from Ontario, Vermont, New Hampshire.
About an hour's drive from Montreal?
An hour and a half from Montreal, as I said before, 2.5 from Quebec City, 7 from New York, 5 mm-hmm. from Boston. It's a wonderful drive through the mountains. You're in the country. There's no TVs. There's no phones in the room, so you're really...
natural. It's very natural.
It is natural. And
it's a nice setting. Well, it's almost like my last weekend when we went to Craftsbury Common, staying at the beautiful Inn on the Common with Jim Lamberti's property. Sound quality was phenomenal in that show with our two blue boxes from Comrex, but I digress. It's
yes,
nice going to that particular area, the Eastman Spa, and tell us all the contact information.
You can access their website at www.spaeastman.com. That's SPAEASTMAN.com. By phone at 1-800-665-5272 or 450-297-3009. And if you would like to reach the Spa Eastman in Montreal, their phone number is 514-845-8455. Also accessible through the same website that I just gave out.
SpaEastman.com.
A wonderful place to go to relax.
You know, that's a continuing tradition here on Travel World because we like talking about spas very often.
And relaxation and the enjoyment of life.
Absolutely.
Yes. I wonder if Taylor Buckner knows about this place, Steve.
Not too far from him. He actually just lives in North Hero, Vermont, so I believe it's not too far away for him, an hour away.
Yeah.
It's a well-located place for people to come from a variety of different areas.
Yeah. What was the lunch food like at that place?
It was very tasty. I mean, there were a lot of...
No bologna.
Let me get to that.
There was no bologna.
Hang on.
Yes.
They have, like, bunny dogs?
Bunny dogs.
Shame on you.
Real cheese sandwich.
Oh, boy.
With an apple dumpling.
Actually,
no, that's Woolworths.
Are you guys finished? Okay. There were a variety of salads. There was fruit. There was... there were three... hot dishes. There was like a hot vegetable lasagna.
That was Sylvie, Chantal, and Maddie's.
Tomorrow it'll be Natalie.
Three hot dishes.
I'm trying to help you, Ella. I'm trying.
You're not doing such a good job, Scott. Try harder.
Well, we're going to be taking another break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite while we find new ways of teasing and torturing poor Ella.
And I still come back for more.
Well, we're going to come back with David Eady following the break. This is Travel World.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Thank you.
vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Backus in studio. We got ourselves a full house with a bunch of nut bars. And I'm talking about myself and Stephen Pickford, of course, Studio West in Beaconsfield. Alice Hubble just finished talking about the spa at Eastman, but we got another special guest. A good friend of yours, David Eady, who you've known for quite some time. And he's going to be talking about Steve Vick is going to like this topic because David Eady has a lot of knowledge about golfing in the Caribbean.
Steve, can you talk?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. I can hear you perfectly. And, of course, that is something that Vic Phillips, very much enjoy, because he's been down to Jamaica and Barbados and Cayman Islands, and he's looking for exciting new courses to play.
Well, you've come to the right place. Can I talk? Or it's your show. I don't want to jump in right away.
David, jump in.
Okay, well, first off, it's great to be here. Uh-huh. And I'm here to talk about my website called www.caribbeangolftravel.com. And what I've done is as a lover of golf and going to the Caribbean based on my heritage, my parents are from Barbados.
Uh-huh.
I thought, you know, a lot of people, and the golf industry being so large, I thought people would love to know where some of the best courses are. You know, once you get off the course, what are the things to do? And also when your better half, when you're out on the golf course, what could your better half be doing? Perhaps being at a spa or doing something else while you enjoy the game.
Now that sounds good, spas. But of course, that of course is near and dear to our hearts, because one of the inspirations to Travel World was Jack Kern's Travel 72, if you recall the old show there. And every spring he used to be going golfing on the Algarve in Portugal, which of course...
And that's one of my favorite spots.
Ella went to visit that, but before Ella came to be part of the show, we sent Vic Phillips golfing in, was it the Bahamas or Barbados, Steve?
He was in Bermuda. He was also...
Neither one.
One of the B islands.
One of the B islands, yes.
To be or not to be.
Yes.
Well, what I found is that, right now on the site, I've got reviews on Turks and Caicos, Grand Cayman, Bahamas, Mahogany Run in Virgin Islands, and Dominican Republic. But I would like to talk today about my recent trip down to Barbados. And I think how it all ties in is that with Tiger Woods just getting married at the Sandy Lane, ironically, I was in Barbados in May the week before he had just gone down to check out the Sandy Lane and the golf courses. Well, not so much the golf course. It was more for the reception that he was going to get on. But there was a tie-in between Sandy Lane and Tiger Woods, which, you know, came to fruition a couple of weeks ago when he got married.
Neato.
And you knew something was up because at the Sandy Lane, they did over $400 million of renovations, and they had two courses. Actually, there's one course that's nine holes, which is an executive course. They have the country club course, but they also have a course that they built right out of a quarry called the Green Monkey. And it's a spectacular course, but the only way that you can play the Green Monkey is if you're staying at the Sandy Lane. And it wasn't officially opened up, and the rumor was that Tiger Woods was going to either be paid $2 million to hit the first ball there, officially opening it up, or they were going to shut it down for him to get married. And the connection between Tiger Woods and the Sandy Lane is that he's very good friends with the owners, who are actually Irish, that own the Sandy Lane. They bought it over a couple of years ago and did some major, major renovations. At the Sandy Lane, I'll first talk about the golf course. The Country Club golf course is a spectacular course. On a lot of the courses in Barbados, the wind does play a take your ball where you don't want it to go, and that shouldn't really.
That happens to me all the time.
Does it?
Takes my ball wherever I don't want it to go.
Oh, okay then. Well, coming soon to the website will be golf lessons. Actually, on the website, you can actually download some ebooks in terms of learning how to improve your game. So it's not only about golfing in the Caribbean, but also helping your golf game. So I married the two things together.
What you gotta see is the video of me and Stephen when we were on the golf course in Mauna Lani. Remember that, Steve?
Oh, yes. Great growers with the volcanic rock formations all around. But we were having a tremendous day. I think we were at around a...
Remember the par three? We were at the par three hole. I think it was, the sixth hole or something like that. And I don't know. I think you shot about an 11 on that one. But
I thought I did quite well because I was suffering from double vision and saw par 3, and I thought it was a par 33, right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
But one is 11.
I'm safe now.
You wanted to trade it with your bowling score, right?
Yes.
But one of the great things, I think, in terms of island golf is that, yes, you might not be pretty good at the game, but it's also the scenery. Sure. A lot of the courses, such as in Barbados, like at Sandy Lane, for example, you've got a lot of views of the ocean. The Royal Westmoreland, you're actually golfing 200 to 300 feet above sea level, And again, you've got, you know, private villas and condos, you know, streaming along the golf course, yet you've got great views of the ocean. So, yeah, you might stink and you might get a 10 on the hole, but you know what? You enjoyed yourself, and hopefully you didn't have any rum punch in between the games, in between holes, which seems to be a problem, because you know what? The first day I went to, I played at Royal Westmoreland, and I figured, you know what? It's kind of a, I wouldn't say a snooty course, but they did have their nose
right
in the air.
Sure.
And, but, you know, not to say that the staff and everything wasn't nice, but, you know, I started to play, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, and I had long pants on, which I usually don't do even golfing at home, and it was like 95 degrees. I swear to God, I thought I was going to pass out from heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
And, you know, the girl came by in the golf cart, and she... beverage, and she was offering beer, rum punches, and that sort of stuff like that. And I'm thinking, you know, if you start with one rum punch, and you know, I believe your producer's been down to Barbados.
Oh,
if you,
yeah.
Okay, if you start.
Now, was it the Barbados or the rum punch that made you think that? Because I know that Stephen got punched out by a rummy once.
Just could be. The rum punch in Barbados is something that cannot even be duplicated anywhere.
No, it'll actually make you see things. I remember a couple of years ago, a buddy of mine, we went on the Jolly Roger yeah, I know. And first off, I should point out that I don't swim. and we were on the Jolly Roger, and in the evening, because they have a daytime cruise where you actually swing off the pirate ship and jump into the water, but in the evening it's more romantic, and there's a group of
and
friends
pushed the woman off.
Well, no, they, into the pirate ship. So what happened was they said, oh, and this is in the middle of the, it's dark now, and I've had a couple of rum punches on me, and they said, oh, let's, we're allowed you to swing off into the ocean off the ship, but don't jump into the water because there's sharks at that time of night and that sort of stuff. And I don't, yeah, and I'm just swinging off. And it was about that point God was speaking to me, Dave, you have no business be swinging on a rope. You don't know how to. And I was swinging back and forth. So it was about the fourth or fifth time I said, it's time for me to get back onto the ship. But the rum punch is notorious, and it'll make you see and do things that you never thought was possible.
Maybe that's why Steve thought it was par 33.
Yes, probably.
Actually, the point of the Hawaii story goes to actually what David was pointing out, was the scenery.
Yes.
Part of the true enjoyment of the game of golf is enjoying the quiet surroundings. And if you see the videotape when we're at this particular hole, one of the things that makes it stand out was the fact that that particular hole is just alongside the rock formation right next to the Pacific Ocean. And because of the way it was in Hawaii at that time, October 98, the sky was so blue. And the fairway was so green. It was just, every shot, it didn't matter if it went 10
Absolutely.
Feet, and some of them did. We just looked at each other and said, what do you want? It's Hawaii, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You might shoot an 8 or a 9 on a hole, but then you says, you know what? We got another hole, and you know what? Keep quiet. Look, we're going to another great scenery shot. And that's one of the great things, like at the country club at Sandy Lane. And then you go play the Green Monkey. Actually, in the reason why they call it the Green Monkey, that yeah. it's...
Yes, okay, stop looking at me like that.
Is there an inside joke about green monkeys? You have a history with monkeys? Or
spanking.
Barbie?
Spanking.
Oh, well.
Playing with monkeys, yes.
Well, then, okay.
Until they turn green.
Touch my monkey.
getting back to golf.
Okay. Hence... There are actually green monkeys in Barbados.
Are there
which,
really?
Yes, there are. And
now that's the rum punch talking.
I didn't see green monkeys. I didn't actually see green monkeys that day, but there that day that I was there. But there's actually the green monkeys will come out of the trees and actually sit on the rocks and watch people play.
Wow.
And one of the holes, which is their signature hole, which is the 16th hole, which is a par 3, when you're looking down into the quarry, they've actually stitched out a green monkey in grass.
Oh, that's
and a
neat.
Fairway, too, for you to take a look at. It's amazing. But you threw me off with this monkey thing. I didn't know where to go with that.
Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance, of course.
Okay. Well, okay, Dieter, we'll continue on.
we got about 20 seconds before we're going to be taking a commercial break once again on the Travel World Radio Show, talking to David Eady about golfing in, this time, Barbados. It's one of the B places, and I got it right this time. And Steve, you're going to be enjoying your time when we go down golfing in the Poconos coming up in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks, November 11th, down to Caesars Pocono Palace Resort.
Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Got a full house in studio. We got Stephen Pickford, of course, in Studio West in Beaconsfield, and talking to David Eady about Johnny Chimpo and the rest of the Green Monkeys.
That's a hell of an intro.
Well, no, that was a great band. Remember Johnny Chimpo? No, really. No.
Well, Johnny Chimpo is actually a character that I took from the Super Troopers movie and made their appearance once again in Club Dread, where my girlfriend gets her nickname of Penelope. So tell us a bit more about
That's
golfing.
That's riveting.
You like the way we connect things?
Yeah.
Stephen calls this what we call a nebulous connection.
Everybody in the world is connected, and we can find that nebulous connection between the most obscure people in the most obscure points in time.
You remember we were driving down in Hawaii on the Big Island coming back from the volcano, and they mentioned something in the car. Stephen, of course, Cynthia and Kara, they're yak in the van, and out of the clear blue sky, I mentioned something else. Of course, my mind was sitting there connecting various obscure concepts. Of course, dead stop of the conversation. He looks at me and says, how in the hell did you connect this with that? And then he started his nebulous connections, and of course, that comes on and on. The most obscure ways of connecting two possible events.
Is it the face that I'm giving you right now? How do you make these connections? Is that pretty much the face?
Something like that.
Okay, then.
Something like that.
I can see where we can fall into that.
Well, yeah. This, of course, coming from the guy who doesn't swim, but was floating in the water in Barbados in a scene from Jaws.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
And waving.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Hi, Mom.
That's what that rum punch will do to you.
It'll make you do things. You'll see people from other dimensions.
It's like a coconut water with a little rum.
True, man.
Yeah. Now, tell us a bit more about these particular vacations. You've written a guidebook on golf courses. You're writing one.
It's part of my website, www.caribbeangolftravel.com.
Awesome.
It's caribbean-golf-travel.com.
Okay.
And so we talked about the Sandy Lane. And then, again, there's the, we won't get a touch again on the monkeys, but there's...
You don't want me to touch your monkey.
You know...
Sorry, man, you walked right into that.
I think speak would have been a better...
just call in the police, put the yellow tape across, and keep away, kids. Nothing to see here. Anyway, what I want to say about the Sandy Lane, what's really cool about that is that there's a... when they spent the $400 million of renovations...
On the monkeys.
On the monkeys, exactly. Well, no.
How many monkeys are $400 million buy you?
Pardon me? A barrel full.
That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
A barrel full of monks. What's really cool about the hotel there at Sandy Lane is that there's 160 rooms. They've got, it's high end, and I talk about it on the website because I have a page called Luxury Travel, and you can see that they spent a lot of money. But you've got plasma screens, you've got Whirlpool, and speaking of spas, the Sandy Lane Spa is unbelievable. You can take my girlfriend that was with me. She, while I was off golfing, she went to the spa, and they have a day package whereby you have your own separate room with your own pool and your own attendant tending to all your needs and meeting all the
services. Your
own private pool.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
Do they have daycare facilities for children?
Yes, they do.
Featuring monkey bars?
No.
I'm feeling that was good.
Okay.
Steve, it's your turn.
Oh, yeah. Reminds us of our visit to Monkey Jungle.
There we go.
I just wanted to find out, is it fine if you're not staying at the resort? You'd mentioned some of the courses are off limits to people who aren't staying there. Is it difficult to go from your hotel to just search around for courses that are at other resorts? Is that
okay?
All
right? Well, right now, Sandy Lane, that's the only stipulation. You can be staying at other hotels and play the country club course, but you can't play the exclusive Green Monkey.
yes.
That's the spa where you do that.
I'm new to this. I'm just virginal to this, and you're just like, we're the monkeys. Okay.
So are the monkeys.
Exactly. but a great spot where I stayed was the Amarillas Beach Resort. And what's really cool about that particular resort is that they are part owners to the Barbados Golf Club. And they have a package whereby you can get unlimited golf for anywhere between, you can have a 3-day package or a 7-day package for $200 to $300, and you can play unlimited.
You're kidding. $300, you play unlimited golf for seven days?
Yes.
That's awesome.
At the and when you stay at the
typical green fees of these places are $350 and up.
Yes, but they, as I said before, they're
you buy the package
Amarillo's Beach Resort.
Amazing value there.
And that's a really nice place. It's got all of the amenities that you're going to need. It's located right on the beach. It's a tropical setting. You've got historic surroundings.
Do they offer upgraded amenities?
Yes, they do.
Do they have a kosher kitchen? What's the rack rate?
I'm not sure.
What's the capacity of the ballroom theater style?
I'm not sure.
Come on, Steve, what's the other ones?
What international reservation system do they belong to? What is their target market? Yes, the famous J. Rubenstein Videotron cable question.
I'm sorry. Okay, it's instinctive. Okay. That and monkeys.
I wonder if J. Rubenstein has ever seen a monkey live in a person.
Okay,
I'm not here often enough either, so sometimes I have that look in my eyes too, like, where are we going? Who are these people?
The funny part is that this got on the topic of green monkeys is because we were talking about rum punch, and most people see pink elephants.
That's true. Just to elaborate on your question that you're asking, or continue on with the question.
The serious question of the day.
You did have a good question during the break.
Speaking about rum punch.
Yes.
Well,
the question was, what's a Jolly Roger?
Oh, what's a Jolly Roger? What is Jolly Roger? Jolly Roger is a landmark in Barbados. It's a pirate cruise. You can it's done twice a day. You can do the lunchtime cruise where I've heard that it gets really wild. You have all the rum punch you can drink among other drinks. You play an all-inclusive price. You've got a buffet, barbecue, steak dinner, or lunch, and you'll do a sea-doo off the boat. You can jump off the boat. You can do all sorts of stuff in the daytime. In the evening, it's a little bit more romantic, or you can do stupid things like I do and swing off the thing at night. But they also do, one of their attractions is to do a pirate wedding.
Well, wasn't that because the woman you were with said that she was taking you swinging?
Yes, actually, we were a swinging partner at the time.
There we go.
Gives new meaning to the term swingers vacation in the Caribbean.
That would be correct.
Yes.
A golf swing, no less.
Exactly. There we go.
That would be swinging with green monkeys.
You could swing 24
hours. And Ella connected that one there. A true Travel World connection. The circle is complete.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Yes, we have been lured by the dark side once again.
Another couple of great other things that you should notice about know about Barbados. Besides, it's in the next couple of years, there's going to be two more golf courses being built because they are now pushing to become a golf destination, and they're doing all the right things. They're luring in people on the high end and people who can afford lower end type packages in terms of golfing at the Barbados golf course.
That is pretty cool. So today you focused on Barbados, but you're going to have to come back and tell us some more about a few of the other places that that you've got featured in your...
On my website?
Yeah, in your Caribbean tours. So give the website out once again.
It's www.caribbean-golf-travel.com.
Uh-huh. And do you have an 800 number, a phone number for anyone to contact you, or are all reservations done online?
Well, no, they can do it all online. And you can find hotels, luxury travel, spas, book your golf, all sorts of information.
And while we got you here, why don't you plug some of the books and the other appearances that you do? Well, you've written books, haven't you?
Yeah, but not related to Caribbean golf.
Not related to Caribbean golf.
No.
Okay. What are they related to?
Green monkeys.
owning a monkey.
The raising care of monkeys.
And caring and feeding your monkey.
Dress up your monkey.
That happens all the time.
Made to measure?
Good one.
Or off the rack?
Now
that
was actually a triple pun if you think about it. Melissa Oftermar, I was thinking. Anyway. Ooh, all right.
Well then.
Okay.
We're going to have to wrap this one up. Too much fun for one day, yes. Before we start running afoul of...
We already did. We didn't run a fowl. We ran a monkey.
Yeah, we ran a monkey instead of running a muck.
No, that would be run a muck.
You had chicken for lunch. So.
Okay, we're going to wrap up. This is Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Bob Gassini.
Scott Fontaine.
Ella Sobel.
David Eady.
And thanks for joining Travel World, everybody. We're going to be back next week with another all-new show. Stay tuned and happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.